Come on, Harry said very quietly to Ron. Let's go. But Ron didn't move. What's up? Said Harry, looking at him. Ron looked around at Harry, his expression very serious indeed. Did you know, he whispered, about Hagrid being half-giant? No, Harry said, shrugging. So what? He knew immediately, from the look Ron was giving him, that he was once again revealing his ignorance of the wizarding world. Brought up by the Dursleys, there were many things that wizards took for granted that were revelations to Harry, but these surprises had become fewer with each successive year. Now, however, he could tell that most wizards would not have said, so what, upon finding out that one of their friends had a giantess for a mother. I'll explain inside, said Ron quietly. Come on. Fleur and Roger Davis had disappeared, probably into a more private clump of bushes. Harry and Ron returned to the great hall. Parvati and Padma were now sitting at a distant table with a whole crowd of Beauxbatons boys, and Hermione was once more dancing with Crumb. Harry and Ron sat down at a table far removed from the dance floor. So, Harry prompted Ron, what's the problem with giants? Well, they're... Ron struggled for words. Not very nice, he finished lamely. Who cares? Harry said. There's nothing wrong with Hagrid. I know there isn't, but... Blimey, no wonder he keeps it quiet, Ron said, shaking his head. I always thought he'd got in the way of a bad engorgement charm when he was a kid or something. Didn't like to mention it. But what's it matter if his mother was a giantess? Said Harry. Well... No one who knows him will care, 'cause they'll know he's not dangerous, said Ron slowly. But, Harry, they're just vicious. Giants, it's like Hagrid said, it's in their natures. They're like trolls, they just like killing. Everyone knows that. There aren't any left in Britain now, though. What happened to them? Well, they were dying out anyway, and then loads got themselves killed by auroras. They're supposed to be giants abroad, though. They hide out in mountains, mostly. I don't know who Maxime thinks she's kidding, Harry said, watching Madame Maxime sitting alone at the judge's table, looking very sombre. If Hagrid's half-giant, she definitely is. Big bones? The only thing that's got bigger bones than her is a dinosaur. Harry and Ron spent the rest of the ball discussing giants in their corner, neither of them having any inclination to dance. Harry tried not to watch Cho and Cedric too much. It gave him a strong desire to kick something. When the Weird Sisters finished playing at midnight, everyone gave them a last loud round of applause and started to wend their way into the entrance hall. Many people were expressing the wish that the ball could have gone on longer, but Harry was perfectly happy to be going to bed. As far as he was concerned, the evening hadn't been much fun.